We're doing Mishlei, the 29th chapter, Chaf Tet, and we're up to Pasuk Yud. We'll review Pasuk Tet. Ish Chacham Mishpat et Ish Evil V'ragaz V'sachak V'ein Nachat. A smart person can try to take a fool to task, and he can try to be upset at him. He could try to joke with him, and ultimately, nachat, he's not going to get anywhere. However he tries to work with him, he won't find himself succeeding. When you deal with a fool, so a fool doesn't know better than a fool. Pasuk Yud, Anshei, the intelligent person. You could. It's like banging your head against the wall sometimes. Anshei damim yisneutam visharim yivakshu nafsho. People who are murderers, Anshei damim, they spill blood. Yisneutam, they hate a person who is whole. What did he do them wrong? They hate him anyways. So they hate him. Visharim, but people who are straight, yivakshu nafsho, they seek him out. They seek his friendship. So that's what David tells Evyosor. He tells him, Asher yivakesh et nafshi, yivakesh et nafshecha. Whoever wants to be my friend will seek to be your friend. Yivakshu nafsho could sometimes mean to seek to kill, but sometimes it means to seek to be friends. To seek one's soul could mean to seek to be friend, and that's what it means in this pasuk. That the murderers hate a person who is whole, but the people who are yesharim, people who are straight, yivakshu nafsho, will seek his soul, will seek his friendship. Kol ruho yotzi chesihil v'chacham v'acho yeshabichena. The fool exerts all his anger, but the intelligent person, he be'achor yeshabichena. The intelligent person, he comes in the end, and he calms his anger with a little bit of wisdom, with sweet intelligent words. So the hallmark of a fool, we've seen time and again in Mishlei, is that when he's angry, he talks. He exerts his wind. He releases his hot air. Kol ruho yoti kesil. The fool, when he's angry, he lets out his air. He yells, he speaks, he says, v'chacham. And a smart person can come in the end and speak softly and answer him. So a guy could walk into his house and start yelling, I don't believe it. How did you overcharge the credit card? I don't believe it. What? Didn't we agree? And how'd you do it again? And he yells and he yells and he yells. And when he finishes yelling, so I looks at him and says, honey, there was a mistake in the credit card company. We didn't. Oh. An intelligent person sometimes, at the end, after a person's let out all his hot air, he could softly and gently put down everything he said in a soft answer. Now, okay. Pasuk Yud Bet. Moshel makshiv al devar shaker kol mesharetav reshaim. If you have a ruler who's interested in lies, what? No. Moshel makshiv al devar shaker kol mesharetav reshaim. That's how you read the pasuk. Right. Bechacham beachor yishabechena. It's the same sof pasuk. Kol mesharetav reshaim. It's the same drop. Whenever you have a ta'am before the sof pasuk, other than we'll see the exceptions in the next pasuk. You see in the next pasuk, you have what looks like a tipcha munach and then sof pasuk. So in pasuk yud gimel, that's read meir. Hashem, da 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 da. You pause after the mercha, after the munach, and the same thing if it were what we would call, let's say in regular trap, tipcha munach, and then sof pasuk. It's read the same way. But anytime you have any other trap before the sof pasuk, so it's read, da 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 na 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 nam, kol mesharetav rishaim, beachol yeshabechena. So over here it's kol mesharetav rishaim. Now sometimes you don't have any trap, or you have, like you have, let's say if you would have v'chacham without the word beachol, or let's say you'd have rishaim without kol mesharetav after the etnachta, right? Moshel makshiv al devar shaker. Rishaim, so no, so then you wouldn't do it. Rishaim, if you just have a sof pasuk standing alone, then it's tararam, Rishaim. Okay, back to our pasuk. Moshel, makshiv al devar shaker. If you have a ruler who's listening to lies, everyone knows all he wants is, he wants bribes, he wants praise, he's always interested in lies. The truth isn't what interests him. Kol misharetav reshaim, then he's also going to take henchmen, the politicians who surround him, all his servants, they're all wicked like him. So this is a rule Chazal went by. They said, if the ruler's wicked, so are his servants. They go hand in hand. A person doesn't get a wicked servant by coincidence. Now there are exceptions. Chazal also tell us that Elisha had a wicked servant, Gehazi. He had his top, the one who headed his base medrash, the one who was in charge, was Gehazi, his top disciple, so to speak, and he was wicked. So it doesn't always work this way. But if the top is rotten, then he ensures to be surrounded by other people who are rotten like himself. Oh, yafeh. Rash ve'ish tichachim nifgahashu. Meir einei shineihem Adonai. If a poor person and a person who is ish techachim, a person who's been beaten, and they meet. Sometimes you have a person who's been poor from the time he was born. Sometimes you have a person who was born wealthy and life beat him to the ground. So, the pasuk says, "Meir einei shneihem Hashem." Hashem enlightens both of them. Hashem gives both of them the light of their eyes, which can be understood in many different ways. When a poor becomes rich, or a person is born wealthy, and he becomes poor, and then he becomes wealthy again, so then it's not a coincidence that Hashem, so to speak, lightened his eyes, took him out of the darkness of poverty. Hashem decides when a person should become wealthy. Rash ve'ish techachim nifgashu. If you have a poor person, or a person who was beat to poverty, initially he was wealthy and he was beaten down, that was decreed in heaven. If nifgashu, if they're meeting, that was decreed in heaven. Meir einei shneihem Hashem, and Hashem lightens both of their eyes, to get back up, if they make it back up. Okay, there are more understandings here, but that's one understanding. Chazal tell us, ish techachim could also be understood as a person who knows Torah. When the two meet, so the one who lightens both of their eyes is Hashem. Chazal tell us that if a student meets a Rebbe and he says, teach me, and the Rebbe agrees to teach him, so, Meir einei shneihem Hashem. Hashem says, I'll enlighten both of them. Pasuk Yud Dalet. Melech shofet de'emet dalim kiso la'ad yikon. If a king judges the poor truthfully, then his throne will be everlasting. So that could be just understood simply. Shevet v'tochachat yitein chokmah. V'nar mishulach mevish imo. Pasuk Tetvav. Shevet v'tochachat, the stick and rebuke, the parent who educates his child, and part of education is chastising him when need be. So then Yiten Chokhmah, that gives intelligence to the child. V'nal Meshulach, and a kid that's just sent out, go, play on the streets, who's going to educate you, who's going to tell you when you're wrong? Maybe Shimo, ultimately he'll shame his mother. A parent has to know, he can't just let his kids grow on the street. Now Meshulach, when he lets his kid grow wild, maybe Shimo, ultimately he'll shame his mother. Birvot Resha'im, Yirbe Pahasha, V'tzadikim, V'mapaltam Yir'u. When there are many tzaddikim, revot could mean many in numbers, and revot could mean greatness. When the reshaim are either many in numbers or great in power, yilbe pasha. So there'll be a lot of pesha, there'll be a lot of crime. The tzaddikim, the mapaltam yiru. And ultimately it doesn't last, the tzaddikim see their downfall. Yaser bincha, vinichecha, viten madanim. A person has to guide his son. A person sometimes wants to let him just go his route. No, Yasel bin Chash. Shlomo Mel says, if you take the time to guide your son and steer him onto the right path, Vinichecha, he'll give you nachas, he'll give you the capacity to rest and be proud of what you've brought up. Viten madanim linafshecha, and ultimately he'll give you things that you'll enjoy to your soul. You'll be proud of the son you brought up. But that's hard work. It's much easier to just let the kid go wild. He wants to watch TV, let him watch TV. He wants a new game system, let him have a new game system. He wants $200 sneakers, we'll get him $200 sneakers. At first glance, that's easier. You don't stand up to him. But ultimately, you bring up a monster. De'en chazon yipara'am v'shomer Torah ashrehu. Oh, what a powerful pasuk. Be'en chazon, when there's no vision, yipara am, the nation, they're stagnant. Yipara is no. Parua isn't necessarily go wild. Parua could also mean tifru kol atzati. The nation is annulled. The nation is idle. The nation can't move forward without a vision. The Shomer Torah, and he who watches the Torah, Ashrei, who praised is he. When Am Yisrael doesn't want to listen to the prophets, which was much of our history, then Chazon, when there's no prophecy, when the Jews don't want to listen to the prophets, Yipara Am, then the nation gets attacked, and the nation gets wild, and the nation goes off the derech. The Shomer Torah, but if one watches the Torah, Ashreyu, praised is he. So that's another understanding. But the simple understanding is tremendous also. Okay. Pasuk Yutet. Bidvarim lo yivaser aved ki yavin ve'en mane. In speaking, you won't be able to align your servant. You try to tell him, don't do this, he's not interested. He hears you, but he's not interested in leaving the way he's been living. Chazal say, a slave likes the life of freedom that he has. The freedom that he has, that he's not responsible for his actions. The master is going to pay. So that's why Shlomo HaMelech warns, you try talking to him, he doesn't know you mean business till you show him you mean business. Kiyavim, because he understands what you're saying. The logic makes sense to him. Ve'en manen, he has no answer. And nonetheless, your words are not what's going to change him. In life, we're all that way. We can all be that way. That we could study and decide, yeah, it makes sense, I have to get up on time. Yeah, it makes sense, I have to down with Kavanah. There are a million things which we logically can understand. But at the end of the day, bidvarim lo yivaser aved, a slave doesn't just change with words. And that's why, unfortunately, if we don't learn and fix our ways, so Hashem gives us new messages, new ways to understand what's right in life. Because a person, this is the way of a slave, and this is the way every person could behave. I know in theory it's wrong. I know I shouldn't do it. I know. But ki yavin, even though he understands, and he has no answer, nonetheless, he doesn't change his ways.